Inner Witness, Guided Imagining for Lark Song Certified Coaches. The witness is your internal foundation, the one who is strong enough and wise enough and old enough to see, guide, and call forth the fullness of your true self to purpose in each present moment. There are no rules about your witness being masculine or feminine, human or animal, physical or spiritual. Your witness is dedicated to wonder, compassion, understanding, and courage. It is wise, certain, clear, and deeply connected to your soul. The witness has access to all the memory, wisdom, knowledge, and imagination that ever was. From your ancestors to your descendants, has been there and back, and knows that ultimately, everything turns out just fine. Your witness has seen your journey, knows your pain, and loves you completely and unconditionally. It holds you gently with tenderness and infinite compassion, no matter the circumstances. Your witness is your wild champion, with an unshakable will that is dedicated to your purpose in this present moment. The witness is rooted and unwavering in its ability to discern the next right step for you and how to move forward into your best. Your witness has been present from the moment of your conception and is always available to you. For this guided imagining, find a comfortable position for your body. Close your eyes or soften your gaze and begin to scan your body from head to toe. Notice any space of tension, pain, or discomfort. Express gratitude to your body for carrying so much and for always being honest. Before we begin imagining, we'll do a short breathing exercise to reset your nervous system. On my count, you will breathe in for a count of four, hold your breath for a count of seven, and then breathe forcefully through your mouth for a count of eight. We'll do this three times and then return to breathing normally. Ready? Inhaling, three, two, one. Hold, six, five, four, three, two, one. Exhaling, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. Inhale, three, two, one. Hold, six, five, four, three, two, one. Exhale, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. Inhale, three, two, one. Hold, six, five, four, three, two, one. Exhale, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. Return to breathing normally and notice your body now. Where are you still feeling discomfort? Acknowledge it as real. Take a deep breath into that place and let the tension go on the exhale. Another breath now, letting go as your body relaxes. As you return to breathing normally, ready your spirit for a short internal journey to meet your witness, and focus your energy on your imagination. As you continue breathing, let your imagination take you to a place that is completely safe. Just make it up. Sense it or see it. Whatever you imagine is just fine and exactly how it should be. As you imagine this safe place, look around. What do you notice? Whatever you see, imagine, or sense is exactly as it should be. There's no need to force it to change. Wherever you are, notice what is around you. Sense or see the details. Take in the colors, the sounds, the smells. What is the feel of this place? You might want to touch something. Let it all come alive so you can almost taste it. As you move around, exploring a bit and getting to know this safe place, you hear the sound of something approaching. There's a sense of anticipation in the air. You are about to meet someone special. Someone that has been and will continue to be with you through it all. And now, as they come into view, your witness moves towards you, eager to meet you as well. As your witness approaches, notice. What does your witness look like? What stands out about them? What is it like being with them? This is your wild champion, your rooted, wise self, the beholder of your soul's knowledge and expression. Greet one another in whatever way seems best to you. Notice what that's like. Feel into and notice, what does the energy of this part of you feel like? What is their heart and posture towards you? Now find a spot in this safe space to be with each other for a conversation. There's no right place or wrong place. Simply find a place that feels resonant and right to be with each other and have a conversation with your witness. Ask your witness the following questions and listen carefully for the answers. Ask them, what is important for me to understand about you? And then, what is our soul's current longing? And maybe you ask them, what is needed to satisfy that longing? And perhaps, what is the vision that you carry for something better? And then how can we co-create that? Perhaps you also ask your witness, what part of my body is effortlessly connected to your wisdom, strength, and ease? Next, I'd like to invite you to tell your witness something that is hurting, bothering, or troubling you right now. And ask, what do you know about my pain that I don't yet? Ask them, what one thing do I need to remember when I encounter pain, adversity, or obstacles? And ask if you could infuse me with the courage, wisdom, and authenticity to do one thing that served the world, what would it be? Lastly, ask, what name will I call you from now on? Notice that your witness has prepared a gift for you. Receive their gift. What is it? What do you notice about it? And perhaps ask them, what would you like me to know about this gift? And now, as we draw this meeting to a close, it's time to express gratitude to your witness. Do that in the way that feels best now. Your witness is here to partner with you in your journey of living a fulfilled and flourishing life, completely aligned with your soul's authentic expression, your lark song. Now take a deep breath, breathing in this experience, remembering what you need to remember. Another breath, returning to this space and time. One more deep breath. Now, when you're ready, open your eyes and stretch or move your body a little. Maintaining silence, take a few notes about this journey and what you want to remember.